chicks dig me.
Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Cast this, babe.
Hello, this is Gordon from Blog This Pal, and welcome to April's Record You Should Own. This is going out live on April Fool's Day. So what I'd like to do is to feature an album that actually was released on April 1st, 1985, that was performed and recorded by a band that was big in the 80s, but under a different name. So why then does it not sound like it was recorded in the 80s? That was My Love Explodes from Dukes of Stratosphere, whose Chips from the Chocolate Fireball is this month's Record You Should Own. If the vocals sound a little familiar, it's because they are. This is essentially a side project for the band XTC. Every once in a while I'll get asked, well, why don't you do an XTC record for the podcast? And it's hard to choose just one because even a sucky XTC album has some cool bits in it. So what I decided to do is to mix it up and do it a little differently. Much like Mike Myers took all those 1960s spy movie cliches and created Austin Powers, XTC takes a lot of British psychedelic garage music from the 1960s and whips it up into a lot of really strong, cool songs. And this is actually a compilation of an EP and an LP. And you can hear echoes of the Beatles, the Hollies, the Byrds. Yet amazingly, it doesn't sound derivative or rip off entire huge riffs. Let me play a little bit of the lead-off track from Chips from the Chocolate Fireball, a song called 25 O'Clock. Overtly, it sounds like the Electric Prudence I Had Too Much to Dream last night, but if you listen to this little minute-and-a-half snippet, you'll find there are about four or five little musical in-jokes, and I wonder if you can name them all. Just take a listen. Personally, I hope you didn't just drop acid before listening to that. I'm sure there's someone right now out there going, oh my god, man, the colors, groovy, man. And it would be easy to see this as kind of campy, but it's actually pretty solid. It's actually one of the few times where you can actually hear a band having fun. Especially a band like XTC that in the 80s was very popular, but didn't necessarily have the commercial clout to back them up. I believe this album is out of print domestically. The Amazon link that I'll include when I post it will be for the import version. So I would suggest checking out iTunes and other music sharing sites, but I'd also suggest that you check out your local indie record store, like I always say at the end of the podcast. This is an album that's really worth finding. And the worst thing that'll happen with this album is it'll get you to seek out some great 60s music like early Pink Floyd, some of the Holly's middle period stuff, the Birds, especially that kind of middle between the hardcore folk and the country rock of the late 60s. This is just a really good, nice-sounding album. It's a fun album, and I think you'll all enjoy it, and I really think it's an XTC album that you're not used to. And a lot of, unless you're a hardcore XTC fan, a lot of you have not heard about this, so this is why this April you have to buy this album. This album needs to be played. Buy an album, CD, whatever. Also, just a brief programming note. Don't be surprised if in the next few months the podcast is moved to a newer host. I'm actually looking at several different hosts. I'm having a lot of problems with Podomatic. I'll record the podcast. It'll sound great. I'll try to upload it several times. And then when I listen to it online, it sounds like my head is encased in a brick of solid concrete. I'm also getting a lot of spam emails, and at some point I will need to start paying for space because it needs to be a little bit more presentable, but Podomatic is not an option. I figure I'll use it until I meet the quota and then search for another host. I do have some candidates for hosting in mind, so I need to explore those. But I wanted to thank you all for listening. I will keep up with the podcast as well as my comics and other related stuff, as well as some pieces for Vocalo.org. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening and enjoy this month's record you should own. And as always, remember, support your local indie record store.
A vacuum cleaner, that's fantastic.
Many items made of plastic.
Rhinestone collars for a poodle.
Recipes for apple strudel.
Hat and bags and shoes to match.
A safety pick-proof window latch.
We have all these and many more in our complete department store.